From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Protesters stormed Iraq's parliament building inside the so-called Green Zone on Saturday. The demonstrators were supporters of Iraq's Shiite cleric, Muqtada al-Sadr. As Edward Uranian reports, a session of parliament to approve members of a new government had been called off for lack of a quorum earlier in the day.
Hundreds of mostly young Muqtada al-Sadr supporters chanted and waved Iraqi flags inside parliament after breaking through barriers into the government-controlled Green Zone. The move came after Sadr criticized Iraqi leaders for opposing efforts to impose government reform. The Iraqi government's Baghdad Operations Command declared a state of emergency inside the capital shortly after demonstrators began entering the Green Zone. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Hours after the protesters stormed the parliament, Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi called on them to return to areas set aside for demonstrations. As night fell, the demonstrators set up tents inside the Green Zone, which houses government ministries, the parliament, and foreign embassies. Earlier Saturday, a bombing in a market filled with Shiite civilians in Baghdad killed at least 21 people and wounded 42 others. Islamic State claimed the attack, saying that it had used a 3-ton truck bomb. At least 5 people were killed Saturday when Syrian government planes and helicopter gunships hit rebel-held areas of Aleppo. According to the British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, nearly 250 civilians have died in the city since April 22nd. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry travels to Geneva Sunday for talks on the Syrian situation. For more, visit our website. This is VOA.